Welcome to the Critical Hits Podcast. I'm your host and resident Dungeon Master, Dave the Game. This week is part two of our Tomb of Horrors adventure. As a quick reminder, I ran this as part of my ongoing campaign as a flashback to a time decades ago when a stalwart group of adventurers explored the tomb. As we found out last adventure, they weren't as well prepared as they hoped they would be, with one player missing who was going to take some key skills and rituals. After a few quick character adjustments, they ventured in and made their way down the very first corridor, discovering pit traps, strange objects on the wall, and a mysterious riddle. The party decided to completely ignore a certain green devil face with a gaping maw, and instead they all leapt into a magic portal at the end of the hall. We pick up right after they've all decided to leap in.
Okay.
We're all dead.
Split up.
Well, I'll touch the orange.
Yeah.
Let's assume we all touch the orange and I'll follow his lead. We're all piled on top of each other, huh?
Yeah.
You are all teleported into this appears to be a small cell. This miserable cubicle is 10 feet on a side and appears to have no exit. 3 foot long iron levels jut out from the south wall. You guys like are all kind of like piled, cramped in into a 10 foot by 10 foot room. Like, you know, like Evan, you're the first one, and you sort of like fall, and then like more people just start to like come out of the wall and like start to cramp.
You'll be happy to
know
my acrobatic boots on the stand is a minor action.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
I start searching the room.
You kind of like muscle the other people out of the way. Roll perception.
Can I assist?
Sure.
I successfully assist. I give you a 15.
Plus two.
Yep.
26.
Okay, so there are three levers that jut out from the south wall. The three levers must control the hidden exits of this place, but they offer no hint as to their operation. There's on the ceiling, a 5 foot diameter trap door sits in the center of the ceiling. But you kind of like poke at it, and it's pretty solid. And the stone of the floor seems newer than the walls and ceiling.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. It could be, or one of the levers could drop us down. One of them could drop something on top of us. One of them could open up the
doors. Are all the walls around us made of stone?
Yes.
Is there
You're in a stone cell.
So is there any weak point where I could potentially stab a javelin in and hang on to it if it drops out?
There's no real way to jab a javelin into. You could try holding on to one of the levers if
okay.
Something would be like protruding.
Is there anything on that message about this?
I don't think so. Not that I could.
Well, I used to just have to guess which lever is the right one. Or swing all three.
Yeah, and so they're all jutting straight out at the moment, and they can be pulled up or down.
Oh, good. Double the...
How about we... Maybe up. We'll open the up.
I don't think it's that easy.
Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll start experimenting and then we start taking damage from random.
Do you want to push all three up?
Well, let's just see what happens if we do one of them up.
Okay. Then the middle one up.
Middle one up.
I push it.
Pull it up. Nothing happens.
Left one up.
Left one up. Nothing happens.
Do we reset them after each one?
If you want to.
All right, let's have all three of them up.
All three of them up. The ceiling trapdoor flies open.
Good.
How high? I have ropes. So I would be all
over. I don't have anything fall down.
Nope. It appears to be a trapdoor to a crawl space.
How high up is it?
It's far enough that your light can't see the edge. Like, it literally is like a crawl space, so you have to, like, climb up through.
Okay, but we can reach it, though?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that high up.
All right, who wants to go first? You want to trade that bikes?
I am.
You should probably go first. Take a rope with you.
Do I make that athletics check, Dave? to jump up.
Yep.
Girl. 29.
Okay. You hop up a bit and then, like, sort of make your way through the crawl space. It's a pretty kind of a tight fit, but you work your way up. Roll a perception check for me. As you're going along and kind of feeling the edges, you think that it continues on, or there's some kind of like stone plug along the eastern wall that you might be able to force open.
I announce that to the party. If anybody shoved this thing open.
Sure.
Or will it rush water in or something?
Just shove it open.
I don't know. Is it the other way up?
No. You said I could keep going, or I can do that.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Yeah, keep going, I guess. Wait, should we be following him up there? You're trailing a rope, right?
Yeah. Okay, trailing a rope.
But I don't have the rope attached to anything yet besides myself.
So it won't pull you down.
How long is the rope?
Whatever comes with the standard adventurer's kit.
50 feet, I think. All right, I'll go up after him.
Okay, roll an athletics trick.
To jump up?
Yeah, and to crawl.
I mean, I have a thing which gives me big bonuses of jumping. Not to regular athletics tricks.
Right. It's a climb for most of the way.
Not too good at that.
So I'm climbing this whole time, I'm just going straight up.
Pretty much.
I find that plug.
Actually, no, I'm not bad at climbing, actually. 13. Plus possible bonuses for rope.
Right. Yeah, with the rope, you're able to sort of make your way along with.
I know, Bigsby.
Okay, so you're just continuing along.
So we pass a plug-looking thing. Okay. Yeah, let's keep
it. If it looks like that, I'd be worried that if I open it up, everybody, like water or something, will
be. Yeah, maybe we'll open it up after everyone's passed it.
Yeah.
Maybe the last person can open it up.
Okay, the rest of you want to get up in there?
I as well. I can.
Yeah,
are you strength-based,
Keith?
Is anybody strength-based besides me?
Me. Oh, yeah.
No.
Character.
I have 14, but that's not my
point. What is it? Athletics?
But not trained in athletics, but strength-based.
No, I mean, for who will be able to push this plug, or pull it out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
I get to use my feet.
All right.
Because I rolled a 2.
Oh, treat it as an 8.
So I treat it as an 8, so it's still like only a 17.
17 will do.
I'm good, thank
20.
You.
Yep. I'm good.
10.
Okay. So you guys are all staying within 50 feet of each other, I assume, like along the rope.
Yeah.
Can I support the entire party?
No, but they're supporting themselves too. It's just to try to like keep together. You know what I mean?
So I don't know really how do I diagram this?
I wouldn't just start a new piece of paper. I guess. I don't know.
Put it on top.
Is what I will say.
Okay.
So work your way through the crawl space. Do you want somebody to open the thing at the end?
I'll move on last. Try to pull the plug.
Okay.
If there's anything they can check, right, I just yank it.
It's a athletics check or a strength check. Strength check.
Okay, strength. Same as my athletics. 25. Good roll.
Yep. You push it up, kind of like the way you're oriented and crawling. So you peek around the stone.
I do peek around.
Right. So it actually kind of opens you up, like it kind of curves, like you push the plug and it pops out kind of up top, in the middle of a room, and within this otherwise empty chamber, three closed chests are set across the stone floor.
So it's, okay, we may want to look at this. And is the hole big enough for us to get through into the
yes.
room? All right, reverse course.
Right.
So, final verdict, should I take redundant dungeoneering, or I should just let him have dungeoneering. I could take multi-ranger and have 14.
It wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, I don't think so. I only have 10. So I should take it.
Yeah. What is dungeoneering used for? Besides identifying monsters
that attacks, architecture,
depth,
distance, possibly determine where traps would be likely in a dungeon, that type of thing.
It's up to you. I don't think it's necessary, but it would be obviously nice to have.
I'll keep it, I guess. My AC is high enough anyway. So for a controller, 24 AC, I think is really good.
Yeah, it's way good. One less than mine.
Finding your way through dungeon complexes, navigating winding caverns, recognizing dungeon hazards.
Sounds
and, most importantly, foraging for food in the Underdark.
There we go.
We need that. That's
crucial.
We're doing a lot of that.
My character's concept is he eats in the Underdark.
Skill focus and dungeoneering.
Examples of dungeoneering knowledge include determining cardinal directions while underground, recognizing a dangerous underground plant, or spotting new construction, or noticing a change in depth when exploring an area. That's just dungeoneering knowledge. You can forage. That's the food thing. And monster knowledge. Oh, geez. Are you actually using these codes?
No.
That'd be sweet.
You suck. So, plug kind of comes out here.
Is that center one actually larger than the other two?
Was it? No, they're all the same size, roughly. They both take up
two spaces.
Each chest is 4 feet long, 2 feet wide, and 3 foot high. The first chest gleams gold. The second is untarnished silver, and the third is oak-bound with thick bronze bands.
Do we all go into the room?
Olympic chests.
If you guys want to, you can do. It's going to depend on what Velkar is there.
Oh, wait.
What do you see, Velkar?
I describe what I saw.
Well, then let us go and investigate.
Do the chests have, like, keyholes?
Yes.
Oh. Do you find the forest? Okay, do you want to
investigate them?
I will search for traps.
Okay,
and tell me if anyone come in.
Alright, we go in the room.
Bless yourself.
25.
Control.
The precious metal chests are only poor quality gold and silver plate over iron. They all seem to be fixed to the floor and cannot be budged.
That's what Andrew wants to see outside. Like a rope.
I was waiting outside.
Oh, okay.
In case, like, the floor gives out or something ridiculous happens again.
Or you get teleported to another chamber or
there.
Cell.
Okay, so that's what you saw.
No traps.
But no traps.
You can make, if you are trained in thievery, you can check for traps.
Alright. 20.
Which one are you going to?
Natural 20?
No. Total. Which one should I? The big one?
They're all the same size.
No, oh, okay.
There's a gold one, a silver one, and a bronze one.
Gold one, then?
Okay. Gold one, it's middle one. 20. They're not locked or trapped.
All right.
Check the others.
They're not locked or trapped.
The middle one isn't.
Okay.
I'll check the bronze one now.
Okay. So,
critical.
Also not locked or trapped.
All right, I'll check the silver one.
Okay.
That's probably not to be
15. No lock or trap.
Well, I guess we can open them.
Let's say we start with the bronze one.
Yeah,
work our way up.
I say we open them all simultaneously. For maximum exposition at once.
One of you two open the bronze one. This is right
there. Yeah.
Audrey?
Oh, and Audrey.
Or Voka.
Sure.
Which one are you going to?
Bronze one.
Okay, you open the chest, and with a burst of white light, an enormous skeletal figure erupts from the oaken chest, its twin scimitars lashing out. Roll initiative.
How did I know that was going to happen?
It wasn't trapped.
It wasn't trapped.
No, she was just inside.
No, it's still there.
Ew, awesome initiative. 10.
8.
Oh. Oh, so it's pretty big.
He's had enormous.
24.
I hope some people go below me. So I rolled 2. Plus, I used that. But you have some good undead stuff.
I do.
I think I have something against undead too. Actually.
Yeah, you should.
I guess at this place, if Josh showed up, heavy two clerics wouldn't be a bad thing.
That's
I knew
him
decided
on the second cleric.
Yeah. Well, and I since I knew there was another cleric, I focused less on healing than on other stuff. But now we don't need a cleric.
So
just
so screwed.
Yeah, I really. I mean,
that's all you can say.
I can still switch to the other character.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything with the other. With
it doesn't matter. We need your skills. I mean, it doesn't matter.
All right.
We'll get by somehow, or die,
or
have fun in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would be to 23.
And
what'd you get?
24.
That's my turn. Good too.
Give me a little hand.
So I'm gonna warn you. So I really never paid any attention to like the intricacies of melee fighting and such, and charging and all that. So you all have to put up with me.
You're so close. You can just move in, buff Ash.
Well, I'm not gonna charge now, of course. But I mean, just as far as like.
Well, there's no reason to charge if. Unless you can activate a power while charging.
I'm talking beyond the scope of charging. I'm talking just like a melee class in general.
Oh, whatever.
You might have powers which work on charges.
Yeah, do you have any powers work on charges?
Yes.
22, 21, 20.
22, sorry. It's better 16. To charge with the power you can use while charging.
It would be a 16. It would be a 16. What'd you guys get?
I'm a 10.
A 8.
Line characters, what do I do? So, Sir Cool, you're going to be first. Got something up. Damn, I had an illustration of the chests.
Hmm?
If this would have influenced your decision one way or the other, I apologize.
Oh! Damn it.
Ugh. I've ruined this
game. I quit.
And here's the dude you're fighting. Alright, Sir Cool.
Do you have anything that pushes it?
I have something to push it.
I know, but he's gonna. I don't think he's gonna go before it. I want him to be attacked and not me.
Yeah.
With his massive surges, I assume he has a lot of healing surges.
13.
Yeah, 15. Well, and then again, I have 9 in good AC. It doesn't really matter. But I only have 58 hit points.
I think you have 58 hit points.
Yeah. Is that a lot or a little?
It's more than me.
I have a con of 16.
I do have an encounter power that marks him. For a turn.
Okay.
So
I mean the
better
probably
wants
to but yeah, but I think it's going next.
Yes, but if you mark him,
so,
he'll have to attack you or take the penalty.
Right, so that would at least for this turn will prevent him from attacking him if I do so.
Yes.
So I will do that. I'm gonna Darkwool says, finally.
If you don't read my warning, if this is a hack and slay gathering, you will not be happy.
I did hear your warning. And then we'd set out to make a party good at that. No. A party that was meant for... No, everybody meant to make a hack and slash character and then, like, grudgingly took a few things for this dungeon. And then the person who was supposed to be a linchpin of that
doesn't
show up.
Threatening reach.
And now here we are.
And...
I blame Dave for making me and Sean play these characters.
Yeah, I made you guys play those characters specifically.
You made us be invokers and clerics.
I made somebody be an invoker and somebody be a cleric.
Yeah.
Other than that.
What are you drawing?
This is Rebel.
Dave totally.
That's also the culture.
Correct. You didn't notice it until now.
Oh my god, this Rebel is so treacherous. What am I to do?
Okay, go for it.
Versus AC.
That misses, and as you swing at him, he makes a preemptive slash.
Wonderful.
Is 20 hit your AC?
It does not.
Okay. There's kind of like a clang.
But
as
he's
your
marked, so put him or
no,
marked.
It only says if I hit.
Oh.
So, sorry. I
tried. Or.
Your no. Headsman's shop?
I have plenty of things in optics.
I was like, are you, let me go through backstory. It was like, I was an executioner. I like rage up and like was really good at cutting people's heads off and they were prone and not losing.
Yeah.
Done?
Yeah. You gained tons of experience being an executioner on D&D. I didn't think about that. Take this 20th level prisoner.
Yeah.
Boom! Leveling up and this gold blade surrounds you.
So he starts moving his blades really quickly, and little shards of metal go flying everywhere. In a close burst 3. So let's start with Mr. Orc. 28 versus reflex.
Oh, yeah.
Vokar, 23 versus reflex.
Okay, I'm going to trigger my Armor of Wrath.
Okay.
The target takes radiant damage, you go for my con 3, and I push the target 2 squares.
Okay.
Wait, I can't push him.
He's a difficult terrain.
So if I push him 2 squares like that, so he couldn't shift and get to me. 2 squares equals 1, and then he would have to move more than 1 to get to me.
He probably has reach, though.
Maybe.
He does seem to have reach.
He doesn't?
He does.
No. That's where it looks like I don't push him.
Well, you're
26
or 26. You'd be out of range of me,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The tag won't hit everyone, then. If I push him, I'll do it.
Okay, so I hit everyone.
Wait, do you hit? Does my trigger push him farther away so he doesn't hit everyone? Or not?
It hits.
It would depend on whether it's immediate interrupt or immediate reaction.
It's an immediate reaction.
Okay,
right.
It
wouldn't happen until afterwards anyway. So
that power
didn't
do anything. Really. Oh well.
All of you take 27 damage.
Everyone who was attacked?
Yeah, everyone who I hit.
Did you attack me?
Was I in range of you? And then can we also... 28 versus reflex?
Hit.
Yep. Let's also take 27.
27,
wow. And then... Actually slides back here.
I knew my powers were worthless.
Oh no, it's a reaction, so he would have slid first, which he wasn't going to do. And then the chest is not going to fit.
Okay. He does take 3 damage, though.
Got it.
Woop, woop, woop.
And Beatrix.
All right. Well, first off, we'll send butterflies over there to curse him.
Okay. Butterflies.
You're such a dainty cat.
All the maggots and stuff are here. Which I'm just going to handle.
And then I'll use...
Maybe a point. Maybe...
It'll
be my bark. I'll use a Witchfire.
Okay.
On him. Probably not. 14 versus reflex.
That will miss.
Figured.
Done?
Yep.
Okay. Edry.
Okay, I totally forgot I wasn't in because...
Starting encounter, you have to do something?
Yeah, when I roll initiative, I get to move 7 squares.
Okay.
So I want to move where he was before he moved.
Okay.
But then I'm going to move
up anyway. You could have been here.
Yeah.
Not on the chest, and then that would... You still can attack
and
him.
And then I still move. Nope, I'm right next to him now. Okay.
So you can start marking him at least.
As a free action, I'm gonna make my Sunblade Kopesh do radiant damage.
Sounds good.
Since he seems to be undead.
He is undead.
And smack him with my mist weapon. 26 versus reflex.
That hits.
Did you have any battle music?
It will
interfere.
This
is
a
song.
There's no music required.
It's 19 radiant damage.
Okay. Whoa.
Do I mark only for powers?
No. He uses his preemptive slash on you.
What?
Which should have been more preemptive. 24 versus armor class?
Yes.
as you slash him, he slashes you, and you take 19 damage.
Whose turn is it now?
Do you want to mark him or anything?
I don't give him my markers.
You just say you're marking him. You can spend power points to make it better, but...
I can just mark him whatever it's
definitely
marking.
And then if he attacks somebody else, then you get to deal as much damage to him as he did to your party member, as long as you're
choosing. Okay, because some of my top powers say that I mark, so I didn't know if that meant that I couldn't just mark.
You
that's
got
a way to get other marks on multiple
other
people.
Things.
So you
okay.
mark one thing, and then you use
okay.
your power.
So I can mark him. What's that orange one? That's somebody
curse.
Else's
curse.
One?
Curse.
Okay, so he has a curse now.
Yep. Yep?
Yep.
Okay.
Hope he doesn't have a burst power.
I just used a burst power.
I mean, not a burst. They, like, what you call it? Area burst within X.
Right.
Then I will use Rain of Blood on him.
Okay. What kind of attack is that?
Area burst, one within 10 squares each enemy.
Okay.
So do I have that feat that gives me a bonus if there's a friendly in that square? No, I don't have it. Okay. Plus 13 versus Fortitude, 25.
Versus Fortitude will hit.
I deal 15 damage.
Okay.
16 damage, sorry. He's not bloodied yet. Until the end of my turn, each ally in the burst gains a power bonus to my attack to your attack rolls of plus 3, and he gains vulnerable 5 to all damage to the end of my turn. So everyone please remember that when you attack.
Vulnerable.
End of my next turn.
Vulnerable 5 damage?
Vulnerable 5, yes.
Okay. Done?
Yes.
Epic.
So he's vulnerable 5 to all damage.
And you get plus 3 to your attack. Use your best encounter power. Meantime.
How far away is he? Can I get in adjacent to him?
There's a spot like in the corner, and then you get on top of the chest.
Here.
Okay. Probably just shift the chest to the side or something. That's there.
Okay. I will attack him with a. Let's see. With a healing strike. Actually, no. I'll do strike of judgment. I think that would be better.
Let's try it.
Roll. That'll be a 18 plus 3, 21 versus Will.
That will miss.
Okay. There's an effect on it though.
Okay.
The next time the target hits or misses an ally before the end of my next turn. One ally within 5 squares of me gains 12 hit points.
Okay, done.
Yeah.
Dark Ole.
Okay.
Give something that knocks him prone.
I love it.
If you could knock him prone and then make one of your heads and attacks, you'll give me remember you get plus 3 and he's vulnerable 5 this turn. You can blow an action point on him. Might be worth it.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to do this encounter power, Brutal Slam. It's Fortitude, not very good. 19 versus Fortitude.
Miss.
Yeah, my plus 3.
22 versus Fortitude.
Miss.
Yeah,
and
this encounter is going very poorly. yeah, I'm done.
That's fine. Glad everyone taking it. Glad my vulnerable 5 is helping everyone so much.
Yep. Yeah. I even attacked with a power that was probably my most accurate one because it attacked Will.
What you mind?
Okay.
He squeezes through here, giving an opportunity attack to everybody.
Yes.
Standing there.
Can I do that?
Just
so
you make
it's
him
all three people there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
so I miss.
You guys in the kitchen want to make opportunity attacks?
Yes.
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 Okay. I'd recommend doing that now.
You
have common.
You get plus 3 around that.
26 versus whatever. AC.
Hit.
That's 8.
What was that encounter power?
Which vulnerables?
Yeah.
20 good encounter power.
Yeah. Well, the character.
It's
when
it
I'm
just
when I turn on, what I do is
yep.
I take a class that like makes penalties the same.
Make
but it also a chance of stunning me. I stun enemies a lot, and I have this demand justice power.
Just basic.
Target rolls to save and throw must
yep.
be the end result.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I but it will up.
That
like,
hits.
Builds unrealized.
Damage.
Okay.
Vulnerable 5.
Everybody who took an opportunity attack on him takes 5 damage as there's like all these spikes and everything else coming out of him as he moves. And then he attacks the defender that has.
What was that? Plus 12 hit points you gave people?
So because he attacks you, you gain 12 hit points.
Oh.
He didn't attack.
Oh, he attacked?
Right, he's attacking now,
yeah, that's...
but not the other thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's only the first one. Does matter?
Andrew knows me too well.
Why? What do you do? Give you lots of pretzels?
He gave me a thing of Chex Mix.
Oh. It's my weakness. Pretzels in that Chex Mix.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be the perfect snack.
We were.
It would be.
We talked several times this week about making homemade Chex Mix because apparently Adam had some dream about it, and like
my grandmother makes homemade Chex Mix. It's delicious.
I used to make it a lot, and then you could just leave out pretzels and add like a lot of rye chips.
Oh
God!
Anyway,
what is
30 versus armor class?
Damn you, Chex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's definitely.
I blew my
21 damage.
I could have rebuked him, but I used the arm of wrath instead, which I think was a mistake.
Extra bloody, Beatrix.
All right, I'll use Worms of Minoris.
Good night.
He's not bloody yet, is he?
Nope.
Did you add the vulnerable 5 to all his attacks?
I'm bloody. Hold on, Mark.
You're going to have to start using the heals, I think.
That'll
she's
be
bloody, too.
I'm already versus Fortitude.
Hit.
Put a bloody token under my character. So it's closer to the tokens.
And hers.
Okay, there is now a mass of worms in the targets where the target is.
What's the area of the attack?
1 square.
It's just range?
Yeah, just ranged.
Okay.
What does it do?
I'm about to say. Does damage, and if he ends his square within 2 spaces of the worm, they'll take 10 acid damage. It's there to my end of my next turn.
Done.
I'm going to do damage.
Okay. That's probably important.
11 acid damage. Sorry, 17 acid damage.
Is that with the 5 vulnerable?
No, it's without the 5 vulnerable.
Okay.
Would anybody like a drink?
Okay, thanks.
We have Coke Zero, bottled Andrew. Waters, Palmer, or whatever you called it the last time, Dennis?
Not Arnold Palmer.
Tom Watson.
Greg Norman.
Greg.
No, it sounds at the same time. You always say Tom Watson, but I actually said Greg Norman.
Greg Norman. And there's green
Andrew.
Tea and apple juice.
It's my turn, and there's the other one. I can still hit him from where I am, but I'm also really kind of...
Sean, I think
he's
healing
more than you. Yeah, but see, I only have 7 hit points, and the last time he hit me when I hit him, it was more than 7.
Just delay that until after Sean.
If you'd like a knife.
Okay.
Because there's no bad guy. Okay.
There's some
chains of...
Large.
Actually, can I make... What sort of actions did I make a religion check to know anything about the monster? I assume this is
minor
not done here. Minor. I'll make a religion check. 24.
It's a skeletal blade guardian. He's got all kinds of crazy scimitar slashing powers. Immune to disease and poison.
Ah! And then she's doing a poison attack against them?
Playing D&D.
No, he's doing acid.
Best time to
acid.
Okay.
Poison.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, I'll still use Chains of Karachi against him.
Okay.
Or Karcheri.
What kind of attack is that?
It's an area verse 1 with 10. I'm centering it so it doesn't hit the friendlies.
Okay.
Wisdom versus reflex.
Those the buffalo ones.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is,
these are the good ones.
18, 21 versus reflex.
Yes.
Okay. He no longer has vulnerability.
Okay.
He no longer has. No one gets a bonus anymore. That was one bad thing about the way.
And you you notice after your attack, this chest begins to glow.
Can I move? Sorry, guys. I blew up the chest. Well, I didn't. I don't think it would have hit the chest. I would have.
No, fine.
Okay.
It gets it.
Okay.
Epic.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling word on
Andre.
What are you going to get? You get a healing. You can spend a healing surge. Regain an extra 11 hit points. What does that put you at?
Still bloody.
Still bloody? If I use my Battleforged shield, it's a free action. You gain extra HP as if you had spent a healing surge. So you should not be bloody anymore.
No, I am not bloody.
By definition. If you're at one hit point and two surges.
Okay.
My character has a bad power that reduces my healing surge value.
Permanently. You're Rosalind here, hey?
Right.
Mm. And I gain the points when I use healing word. I'm no longer bloody.
I'll remove bloody tokens from PCs so they can take their action.
Okay, anything
thing.
Else?
Mm-hmm. Good to attack them.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and use. I've already used this one. I will move next to the orc. And I will use Split the Sky against him. Yeah, that probably hits. 29 versus Fortitude.
That hits.
Were you able to read the name on this picture that I sent?
No. Oh, I saw it was ridiculously complicated.
Yeah, what, I, no,
it was
I
like Rock and Pole or something?
17 thunder damage.
Okay.
And I knock the target prone.
We'll assume he's prone. That also bloodies him.
Yeah.
And do people want me to push him? I can push him.
Push him into the corner so his blast attack, the burst attack, won't range as far. And I get bonuses when he's more than 5 squares away. And I push him into the log and chart on.
That was when I was going to see Matt's bar. After I dropped him, like I took him away, he was getting his windows tinted. I came back and I have to pull it over and take a picture.
Right. I think that's the end of my turn.
So now it's Ad.
Adri.
Ooh, Andrew, he's prone. Headsman time.
It's good time.
I'll probably stand up before it's your turn.
Oh, no.
No. Yeah, that's
right. Do my whirling defense.
I mean, job. That is it. I mean, that's a overall, it's not a very good feat, but it's good for barbarian with a bunch
it's
of
bad
burn power.
So, are my power points for the whole day?
Do you 5 extra damage to current target using an axe?
You regain it after short rest.
Okay. Especially for a heroic to your feet. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
So, I'm
going to
use 1 power.
Like 4 abilities.
Okay.
Not things prone.
Warring defense.
Okay.
23 versus AC.
With common advantage, that hits.
So, okay.
Did you move next to him?
Probably. He has moved, yeah. He takes 12 radiant damage.
Okay.
And let me know if he moves, because I can do extra.
Okay.
Is it Duramarvel's turn?
Dark actually.
Holes.
Oh.
Dark hole. Snakes! Coming out of the one chest.
Snakes on a plane.
Okay.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Because they had to say it.
That's an achievement in the WoW.
Really?
Your mom's an achievement in WoW.
You're not allowed to talk about WoW and Fourth Edition at the same time. Critical Hits doesn't support that.
Wow. I'm doing it exclusively to spite Dave.
So it's a snake swarm?
It is a...
Yes! My controller will get the control thing with multiple attacks.
A pulse of green light erupts as the chest opens and a swarm of hissing vipers...
Of course, someone will just destroy it utterly, and again, I'll have no purpose.
34 versus reflex.
Uh-huh.
You take 8 ongoing poison damage, save ends.
Oh, he's, remember, this guy's immune to poison damage, I found out.
Skeleton.
No. And they're also, the rattle is kind of shaking through your very soul. And if you're within 2 of them, you take a minus 2 penalty to attack rolls.
That's
where are they at? Now it's Darkhold's turn.
Which
it's behind it.
Okay, so Darkhold can be there and be not with him too.
Yep. Are they going to attack him opportunity?
No, the thing is, the guy's down. He got knocked prone.
He still gets the attack opportunity while prone, but
yeah.
You just shift one and then
he can't shift in the difficult terrain. But he can move into it.
Yeah, which isn't within threat range.
Yeah.
Spare them. I'll use an avalanche strike. Do I get a bonus since he's prone?
Combat advantage.
28 versus. Hold on.
Did you use your head in an axe advantage or whatever?
This is the damage.
28
for
Zeusy?
Yeah.
It hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30 damage bonuses.
Not anymore.
Wow.
Nice. He's
bloodied
if that matters.
30 damage.
Okay.
Did you add that? You had that head something. Is that like plus 5 static or something? Like plus 5 damage?
Plus 5 extra damage when prone target and using axe.
You bring your axe down on him and like it crunches into his bones.
For what it's worth, Dave, until the start of my next turn, he gets plus 4. He gets a plus 4 bonus to attack rolls against me.
Sweet.
And there's something he stands up that he has.
He goes, he stands up. That's moving.
Target to him.
Do I also?
No,
she is a power. Standing up doesn't provoke attacks. Makes sense. Don't mind me, I'm standing up.
Oh, hold up. Get up.
Wait. Hang on. I don't even know what the fuck my character is. Go bad.
No one knows what Battlemind does.
No one in general? They're like an undecipherable class? They look sort of cool when I read about them.
They're the Scion Defender, or Psychic.
They
all
get a power,
like,
combat.
Okay, he has not shifted.
Okay.
So he stands up, and hacks at you with his scimitar. Probably misses. 17 versus armor class.
Yeah.
So
wait, do you get an attack him or something?
He didn't shift.
Beatrix.
Alright. Am I with the two of the snakes?
Yes.
All right.
But you can move.
Yeah, I'm going to.
You move next.
First, I curse the snakes. They're enemies.
They are enemies.
No.
Oh, I meant if they were cursible, as in.
They are.
Do you have any more orange ones? That's what I always use for a chip.
This is all I got on me.
You're gonna get yellow. All
right.
Oh my god.
It's the worst adventure ever.
Quit D&D forever.
Don't these little
rage quit.
These little pink feet.
And then.
All right. Then I will. Face step 5. You could just walk. I'd rather just teleport. That's fine.
You make this a lantern player shame. Just kidding.
So don't these little pig legs in a vacuum look sort of like penises?
Please let that stay on the podcast.
I mean, look, they're like purple for some reason. Like a beanie.
In the vacuum.
I mean, I know it's a pig leg, but look at that. It's not looking like a little.
In a vacuum, did you
yes.
Say?
Yes.
So, like, devoid of the rest of the pig, it's
where
attached
yes,
to the worm.
But past the pig legs
yes.
Look like penises.
It takes 10 acid.
So it's really past the penises.
Okay, wait a
speaking of which.
Fire Island?
The snakes would
no,
move into
close.
The kick 10
no,
the
skeleton.
Okay. He takes 10. Got it.
And then the worm's gone now.
Yeah,
okay.
I played a fair bit past the pigs wearing grease. I played a lot of dominoes bouncing grease.
So it's my turn now?
No, it's mine. Sorry, because I still
have
the dominoes, Dave, is a really popular game in Albania.
Use wing it forward against
his parents are really good at it.
So, like, Cubans look
they actually play for money.
against the skeleton?
Yep. Probably not hit. 15 versus Will.
That misses.
Okay.
Good.
Right.
Yep.
I'm gonna make my attack.
Okay.
Okay. I make my Let's see. One or two targets. I make a divine bolts attack.
Okay.
First against the skeleton. Those will be against reflex. 15.
Miss.
Second against the snakes. Miss. 20.
Okay. That it?
That's it!
Okay.
First
Alright, what kills the things?
You're taking ongoing damage, right? Your character?
Would
you like to get a save to throw against that?
I have good bonuses to save, so it doesn't matter.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your bonuses will apply if I grant you
don't
a save.
Raise your back.
How many?
Okay. 40 points, so you can keep going.
I know it's push your luck.
I will.
Six.
26, I think.
Hold on.
I use Sacred Flame against the big skeleton guy.
Okay.
Lower. Critical.
Six again, so 32.
That's pretty good. Since I have a weapon which deals extra damage on criticals to
one.
Awesome.
Undead.
So 33.
Comes in handy.
Oh, actually.
So he takes plus 2d10 radiant damage.
Okay. No, I'm sorry, it's 2 less. You have 5 of those ones.
Which is like 11.
It's
okay,
not what it says. 31.
Okay, 11 plus 2d10.
Well, low roll.
He takes 14 radiant damage. And
6 total.
You may make saving throw.
I make saving throw.
You say, should you continue on going?
Oh, I saved without having to use
anything. 13. You're out.
Done. Does anyone else need healing?
I'm
almost
at playing. A bit 3/4 of my health. I'm okay.
Can you make it?
I managed to not be attacked.
I'll save 18.
Okay. I will move. Is that the fail?
It's fail.
No.
Just take some space here.
Yeah, so I move back.
Okay. Done?
Yep.
Hydrate.
My turn again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm next to snakes and the guy.
Correct.
Do you get any burst attacks?
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I forgot what I wanted.
Well, the snakes are undead.
The snakes are not undead. Oddly enough.
Okay. So, I'm going to use that one. I'm going to
augment
2 so I can burst and get the snakes and the guy with my whirling defense.
Okay.
So, on the guy first, 31 versus AC.
That hits.
And on snakes, critical.
Yes, a 30.
I'll keep it.
I critically killed the snakes.
Ooh, so they're minions, I guess?
Yep.
The first hit. Yeah, this
guy. Guy takes.
There were minions swarming.
Also,
takes 13 radiant.
Okay.
And
I'm
going to stop more open space.
Oh, I thought there was a bonus if they touch each other. I thought you could, like, mount each other to the point next to point.
If they mount each other, you're kicked out of the game. Because it's an obscene position for pigs to be in. I think that's what it says. Piggyback. Out of game, a totally undignified position for pigs. You're out of the game if they mount one another.
I thought they noticed.
As you whirl around, the main chest begins to glow.
Hopefully, it's going to explode.
This could lead to excellence.
There are serious injuries.
More serious injury.
They're cool.
That's what's fine. I'm sadly out of. I don't want to use the daily on this guy, so
start spamming.
I'm gonna use my recuperating strike at will.
It's
some breaking points back. Are there any bonuses from you buffers?
No.
24 versus AC.
Hit.
Good. 10 damage, and I gain 4 temporary points.
Okay. Done?
Uh-huh.
The middle chest. A pulse of shadow erupts as the chest is opened and the air around you is filled with a barrage of black darts. It attacks everybody in the room.
What?
Does that, that didn't kill the skeleton by damage?
Nope. He's still going and still swinging.
That would give me,
quick defense.
That would give me,
It's going to be versus reflex. And I'm just going to go around the table. So
it's right. It's originating from the center chest.
Mm-hmm. 27 versus reflex.
Yep.
Just remember if I can turn out. Natural 20 on Ebbek, the healer. It's good. 27 versus reflex.
I use shield.
Okay. 32 versus reflex.
Oh, yeah.
And 19 versus reflex.
Ugh.
I rolled a 4.
You have his temporary hit points. Oh, sweet temporary hit points.
So if I hit you normally...
27 damage.
Take 16 force damage, and you're pushed 2 squares from the chest. If I critted you...
What if you're already as far as you possibly can be from the chest?
Then your head explodes.
Character's dead.
Now I'm on top. Who am I on top of?
Me.
Oh, okay.
And crit is 25 damage.
Okay.
How much was it?
Crit?
12.
Still not bloody.
Not having your pencils.
Well, am I
bloody?
You can put her behind the work.
So who's bloody now?
Me.
This is your shot.
Yep.
Oh, I'm bloodied again.
Vote for the obedient is bloodied.
And bad guy. Oh, defender's not next to, so we'll attack the orc.
She is actually in the square behind her?
Yes.
So she's a minus 2 penalty then?
It's just a minus 2. Yeah.
And, oh, but you don't do your good thing to him.
Yeah.
But he's attacking him.
Yep. And he gets a 15% armor class.
But, wait.
Okay.
I had, no, it says
melee
1. So, like,
right.
I hadn't started.
He misses anyway. Beatrix.
Alright, let's see.
So it's 5.
Sorry. I will use Winged Horde again. Maybe I'll actually get with it. Maybe.
Do you want some pretzels with a little bit of Chex Mix?
Fail.
21 versus Will.
That will miss. Done?
Yep.
Mokar.
Oh!
I go down to zero.
Alright. Pull a perception trick for me, Beatrix.
Alright. 22.
It looks like the chest that shot all the stuff out is recharging to do it again.
Oh, alright.
Invoker.
I shout that out to everyone. Someone take out that chest.
How do you take out a chest? Can I expect?
Well, it's a gold chest, so I don't know how much.
Can I expect the chest?
I'll just tell you, you can.
Can be deactivated.
You can deactivate it using multiple Arcana or Thievery checks.
I don't either.
Right, I'll do that when I get to
it. No, I'm trained in Arcana. Is it a standard action to do that?
I imagine so.
It doesn't tell me. Minor action's fine, but you have to be adjacent to it.
Alright, minor action, Arcana.
Attack of opportunity.
Critical.
Okay. One down.
Criticals here. How many do we need?
Don't know.
Alright, I attack him.
You could use another minor to keep doing it.
He had to move there.
I would have to not attack him.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's worth it. He's doing a lot of damage, too.
He's blind, though, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's much worth it for me to attack him. Instead of, I'll attack him with my Divine Bolt. I probably hit at least 39?
Yeah.
Or 29, sorry.
29 also hits.
This is an extra damage because he's bloodied. 14 damage.
Okay.
I'm done.
So with this, this is a special thing here.
Who needs healing?
Gain 5 temporary hit points for bloody. What if I'm only
bloody?
Not
like
super
bloody, though.
Would I still be bloodied?
Yeah, temporary hit points don't count toward your.
How much? How many
points
your total HP
are
at the view?
I'm down 39.
They're just there on stacking on top of hit points.
But I'm not being attacked that much. But then again, one of those volleys could take me out, potentially.
I'm down 32.
And
33.
I'm like 7 below bloody.
I'll leave it to the defender and attack.
She has to get back to melee with herself.
She does go to work.
Doesn't matter. I should be okay with
it. Okay. I'll healing word Audrey's character again.
His last words.
So you will gain healing surge plus 11 hit points. I will gain 7 hit points. Okay. I will then move. And use a healing strike against the thing. Very poorly, 19 versus armor class.
Miss. He does his preemptive slash. 22 versus armor class.
Miss.
Okay.
Healing thing doesn't trigger.
Yeah, it doesn't trigger when I miss.
Unfortunately.
Done. Is there anything else I can do? I still have. No, I do so much. It's not done.
I agree.
Virginia, did you use the. Oh no, you didn't. You noticed that it was.
Whirling distance on him, and I move up. Mm-hmm. Oh, not really.
And so 19 versus AC.
That will miss.
Done. Mm-hmm. Got
it in
this game.
But he's still
marked. Okay,
Dark Hole.
Finish him.
24 versus
yeah,
it's
like,
AC.
That
Howling
hits.
Strike.
Howling Strike.
I think he may have her 8 points, but that's a more damage.
Yeah.
That's wrong. But, so full of fail of that. Jesus. Terrible.
You need me to tell you which dice are whistling?
So full of fail. 18.
Okay. Still up.
Then I get hit by the darts, then I get hit by him.
Start over with Andrew and go around.
Actually, I probably will be knocked unconscious.
Natural one. Invoker, 20 versus reflex.
What'd you roll against me?
A natural one.
Sweet.
I'm hit.
Okay. Utrix, 25 versus reflex.
No. Wait. Yes.
Okay. Hebeck, 23 versus reflex.
Hits.
17 versus reflex.
No, actually. I was right the first time. We have 24, but I teleported, so damage plus 2.
Everybody that I hit takes 16 damage. 16 force damage.
Okay.
My character is unconscious.
And did I hit the invoker? I think you're the only one. Oh, Evan's also
me.
Pushed away. Push baby
back in the corner.
Push from
baby, the obedient.
Oh, dirty dancing.
Bad guy makes a slash attack against defender. 18 versus armor class.
No.
Beatrix.
Alright, I'll use Wing of Morth again. Spam, spam.
You must be missing so much because these aren't bigger creatures.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because this is a free
action. Use a minor action to try and.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have to move over there. I'll move over there and minor action the.
Tip. Arcana.
Yeah.
With Avery.
Oh, with Avery. I recommend using the higher.
30 Arcana.
You were able to siphon off the magic and depower it. There's something in there. Bum bum bum.
I'm
going to
that. Spam. 20 versus the reflex.
That misses.
Epic. Oh, wait, I will minor. Let's see, a wall. 1, 2. Is the chest impassable?
No, it's just an extra square move.
3, 4, 5. I'll try a minor action. Is a minor action to heal?
Do you use heal skill? No, it's a standard action.
Okay. Then we just start. Actually, go here.
Okay.
So I might. I guess we're going to heal you next round, potentially.
Death save.
success.
Okay. Edry.
Wow, my turn.
I took a feat for Josh's character, which is the Arbiter of Rebirth, plus 5 to everyone in three squares of him for death saving throws.
Hmm. Alas, Josh. Oh, wait, what happened to our past days? I mean, you got
you
have to moralize because you went down to 0.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You're still being
you can tell he's pretty close to death.
I just
going
to
do my regular one defense on him. 27
versus AC. Clip hits.
Quit pushing that lucky get back on the board.
With a radiant strike, he blows apart into a million pieces, but you're able to easily shield yourself from the shards.
That's good. It's not actually punching.
Can we just make heal checks out of initiative order?
It kind of matters.
Okay.
They're cool.
The skeleton's dead?
Yes.
Again,
he's removing
the
board.
Chest.
There's something in the one big chest.
And Havoc's bleeding to death. That may be the more important part.
Or not. I'm more interested in what's in the chest.